Welcome to episode 50 of 2P Starts Live. He's Tim.
50?
Yeah.
We're old.
You're old.
Yeah, I'm
old, still a young hip one.
Yeah, I don't know about hip, but
I'm not married and settled down yet.
Little whippersnapper over there. And he is Ray.
And we hope you enjoy the show. We got some good stuff on the show today. Later on, Tim and I will be having our first presidential debate. So be sure to stick around for that. Well, our first segment is a little bit of internet. That's right. Internet Loot is a segment where we bring up some wonderful things that we found on the internet to be shared with all of you. Some treasure, if you will, on the internet. And this week, it's hacking Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
What?
Say it ain't so.
Are we going to get arrested for this, Ray? Because I don't want to go to jail.
Hey, it was your idea, man. You're like, hey, man, what you need?
No, you put the idea.
You opened up your trench coat full of brawl hacks.
Hack codes?
Yes.
Well, here's what happened. Ray came to me with some fantastic idea about how all these people have been doing these different hacks on Brawl.
I just showed you a video.
Yeah, you showed me a video, right?
And the video was freaking ridiculously awesome.
True. All these different custom, like, you know, playing on practice levels or new characters or... Not
what?
New characters.
What? What are you talking about?
Yeah, well, Alloy. The Alloy. Playing as the Alloy character.
The home run contest, you could play as the Red Alloy fighter. And you could have, like, four final smashes go off at once. I mean, I was basically just like, you know, all that I want... I don't care about any of those other hacks. All that I really want is unrestricted control of the camera. Like, I want to be able to zoom out, zoom in wherever I want to help myself take pictures. Like, that's, you know, that enhances it for me, because I can't tell you how many times I've had a great shot. I'm like, oh, if I could pull this angle a little farther. Like, it's so limited. I don't understand why. I mean, that's all I really wanted. So I'm like, Tim, if you can just get me that, I'll be pleased.
Yeah, and so I did take a look, and there is... some limited hacking that can be done just simply with the homebrew channel, and basically a program called Ocarina that is like a game genie. So for a lot of games out there, you start up the homebrew channel, you start up the program, there's a file in the SD card that has different codes, and you decide which codes you want. So for Brawl, for instance, there is a code that gives you unrestricted access to the camera, to zooming and stuff. When you're taking snapshots, so you can go so far out that you can't even see the stage. You can go inside the character. You can zoom in that far. You know, any angle you want. And
oh, it's
which
great.
Which is pretty cool, huh?
Oh, it's awesome. Because I mean, it's like I kind of hate having it, but I love it at the same time. It's just it divides me, because on one hand I get to zoom out and see like the complexity of the stage, all the things that they put into the stage that you can't even see regularly,
right?
You know, things like details and stuff that I would have never noticed, or how they designed the stage. I mean, these, we don't realize it when we're playing, but these places that we're fighting in are gigantic. When you zoom out all the way and you see this, how big the sky is and the ground below and stuff, it's like there's like this tiny little platform sitting in all of it, and that's where you fight. It's just a huge place. It's pretty impressive on like the Star Fox stage and whatnot, but at the same time it's like now you get to see all the flaws of the game, or you get to see all the rough edges that they didn't have to clean up. It's like I can zoom into the Smashville world and be like, oh, I didn't realize the trees were made of 2D images. Like, oh, that kind of kills the magic a little bit, but at the same time, it's also lets you see all the detail that you wouldn't have been able to see otherwise. So it's very split for me, but I'm glad I have it, because it just helps me take pictures a little bit better now.
And you don't feel too dirty about doing something,
right?
Like,
oh, I really only care about like hacks that would enhance the game. For instance, if you got to play on another stage that you didn't have, that you weren't able to play on before, like that's cool. I think that's a neat hack. I mean, these hacks they have about, like, oh, press left trigger and break all the targets instantly. It's like, okay, that's retarded, you know?
That ruins the game, right?
Or, oh, go through, you know, oh, just unlock all stickers and trophies. And, like, no, I don't want that stuff. Like, I just want things that enhance. And one
yeah,
of the
but
things
you,
that...
you gotta be tempted by that sticker one, because you,
no,
you got
I'm not,
nine,
I'm not tempted
nine,
at all.
Nine stickers left.
I got nine stickers left, but I'm so close. It's like, I don't want to ruin it now.
What if 4 years from now you still have one sticker that you don't have?
That's probably more realistic than I realize, but...
Yeah, exactly.
It's gonna be like, now you, but see, you found a cheat that really enhanced the game.
Ah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You want to talk
it
about
is,
that?
Yeah, it allows you to save replays for more than 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So,
which
for
is awesome.
Ray, and again, neither of these really matter that much to me because I don't play the game that much, but for Ray, this I knew he would love this because he's always telling me, like, he sends me these replays that are like 2 minutes and 59 seconds, and he's like, we had this awesome fight and this funny stuff happened, but I wanted to make sure it was under 3 minutes, so I killed myself at the end on purpose so that it would stay under 3 minutes. I'm
right.
Like, that's,
yeah, it's
that
like, we'll
sucks,
play,
you know?
We'll play three stock matches, but we have like a 13-minute time limit on, just so we can see if we're gonna, if like we're going to hit like a 3-minute mark, basically. And it's like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm not gonna be able to save it soon. I have to kill it, and then it kind of disrupts the flow of battle and gives you a bad ending, just because you want to save a certain part. So it's, I mean, it's great that you can save replays over 3 minutes now. I love that.
Getting that restriction out of the way.
It's
probably
great.
A relief.
It's like, now
it
just lets us play the way we want to play, not have to worry about replay saving so much.
Yeah.
But the question then is, if you can actually save replays over 3 minutes, why didn't they let you to begin with?
Yeah, I don't know if it's a, I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. A bandwidth issue, or I don't know.
I don't know either. It's weird.
It's very strange, but yep. So, go ahead and hack your Wii. Don't say we said so.
Yeah, we'll have a... Tim, if you want to put, like, maybe a post up or something with a simple, you know, just the couple of links that you need to go to, or the basically the instructions that you gave me, because I wouldn't know how to do it otherwise. It wasn't, you know, without you, I would have been clueless. All right, is it time for a little debate?
I think so.
Welcome to the 2008 presidential debates between Democrat Tim Harding and Republican Ray Hargraves. Both are running for President of the United Gamers, and tonight we'll be going over a range of topics submitted by their commenters. Tim, this question is for you, from Lolicon Kato. Many have said that you don't have nearly as much experience with video games as your opponent. When a tough situation arises, how can we trust a noob such as you with the fate of the video game world?
Let me just say that this is an outright false allegation. My experience with video games stems from the very beginning of my childhood. My first video game systems were the Atari 5200 and the Atari 7800. I mean, I was brought up with video games, playing Pole Position 2 and Miss Pac-Man, And I believe I have a broader range of video game expertise than my opponent. For instance, when I mentioned making a comic about Q-Bert, I believe my opponent's response was, "Who's Q-Bert?" Now, do we really want a president who doesn't know who Q-Bert is?
That's absolutely not true.
That is absolutely true.
No, those
are not
the facts.
One that doesn't understand retro gaming and the roots of our pastime, I don't believe so.
Lolicon Kato, listen. I don't understand how you can elect somebody who can't finish video games anymore. For someone who says that he's so deep into video games, he can pretty much play only about 20 minutes of it, and then he just gives up. He hasn't finished Twilight Princess. He hasn't finished... he only finished Subspace Emissary through my help. Did you finish Zack and Wiki?
Yes, I have. Yes.
Come on, tell me some of the games that you didn't finish. I know you didn't.
Ray, I believe you're floundering because you have no real response to my answer. In addition, let me just mention on the issue of experience, I do own an Xbox 360, so I do own two of the three current generation consoles, and I believe my opponent only owns a Wii. Would you really like to elect somebody who only owns a Wii?
Tim, this question will go to you again. This is from Testin. Starting with the Wii, game companies have all but dropped their hardcore gamers and have pandered to the casual gamer more than ever before. In short, the casual and retro gaming seems to be taking over, and I would like to ask you, what will each of you do to help the crisis hardcore gamers are facing? Tim?
Well, Tustin, thank you for the wonderful question. Tustin, I would say to you that if we're honest with ourselves as hardcore gamers, I believe that we can admit that casual games can be fun. For instance, Wii Sports. I love Wii Sports. Despite its lack of depth, I believe that this game and many others are considered casual games and anyone can enjoy them. The problem is not the casual gamer. It's the exploitation of the casual gamer. You see, you and me, hardcore gamers, know how to check on the internet for previews and reviews of games before buying them, and I just don't believe the casual gamer is there yet. Casual gamers typically buy games, they just see what they like at the store, what looks good, and go for it. And it may be M&M kart racing, and they just don't know. That's the truth. So I believe we must educate the casual gamer and help them avoid the pitfalls of bad games. I do believe there is room for all of us in the gaming world, and
I'm sorry, your time is up.
Thank you.
Tustin, there's no doubt that hardcore gaming is entering into a recession. There's no doubt about it. Under my opponent's plan, he wants to turn that recession into a depression. Senator Ahmed Harding wants to raise taxes on those companies.
That's racist right there. That is absolutely racist, and I will not stand for it.
Companies making hardcore games. That's not right. It's going to kill games. By cutting taxes across the board, it gives teams more money to hire more people with, which create jobs and build our gaming collections. This is from Steve-O's. Many people think the war has been going on for too long. What are your opinions on the console war, and do you have any plans to end it? To end the console war now would be a disaster beyond imagination. We need to fight this to the end so that we can come home victorious. My opponent wants to raise the white flag of surrender, just as he does within the first minute of any Smash Bros. Match we play. He literally just runs off the stage and kills himself to try and end the match. See,
that's absolutely not
what
true.
My opponent, that is the facts. What my opponent just doesn't understand is that this is a timed match. Running off the edge only empowers your opponents. Is this someone that you want running this country?
I would say that I don't even know what you're talking about when you say that you want the war. I don't even know what you said. what did you say?
To end the
you
console
want to see
war.
This, but to see end it the console, to the end.
Yeah, to end the console war now would be a disaster.
Well, I would have to agree there, but I think that the war should go on forever.
But see, that is completely untrue, because you called for the end of the console war. You said that the surge of Wii titles would not work. They did. They worked beyond anyone's wildest dreams, and you still have yet to say that that's true.
Well, I believe it was a disaster. I believe that it brought with it some, and this, these are the types of questions we're getting. People are just outraged at the casual gamer, and like I said, it's not their fault. It's the Wii's fault for so many of these horrible games that came with that surge. So I will not admit that the surge was a success. I believe it has caused as many problems as it solved.
All right, next question, again from Steve-O's, goes to Tim. Mr. Harding, many gamers today face a money crisis that make them barely able to afford necessary great games. But you were quoted as saying you do not even know how many swimming pools of money you have. How do you respond to these accusations?
I did not say I don't know how many swimming pools of money I have. I said I don't know how many swimming pools of money I've given away to the poor and needy gamer out there. See, there's only one swimming pool of money I have left, and there's been so many others that over the years I've donated to charities like Child's Play, Penny Arcade's charity, and, to just about anyone out there. In fact, at one point my opponent, Ray, was struggling to make ends meet, and I gave him the money necessary to buy Wii Fit.
That is absolutely untrue.
I gotta say,
absolutely
I was completely
untrue.
Misquoted in that.
No.
And let me say, that publication was a right-leaning Republican publication, so I have to say that that reporter must have done this intentionally.
That is simply untrue. What the gaming public needs to understand is that Tim Harding has hoarded his money. He has not given any of it away to these charitable foundations, as he just alleged. The truth is, I've been working with Tim Harding for some time now, and he doesn't even give me equal pay. And I'm kind of a woman, so that almost makes it sexist. that for every dollar he earns, I earn nothing. It's unbelievable and totally outrageous. And to think that he would give his money away to charitable donations when he can't even pay his own workers that are slightly feminine is unbelievable. The next question goes to Ray Hargraves. Many people have accused you of unequal advertising by cutting out Tim's times and podcasts and having him in less comics than you. How do you respond to that? Well, thank you, Steve-Os. That's actually an excellent question. And talk radio such as 2P Start Live is being threatened by my opponent. He wants to bring back the fairness doctrine, which means that whatever time I spend on air, I would be forced to give him the same amount of time as well. My friends,
absolutely.
My friends,
that is the only fair way to do this.
My friends, this would ruin 2P Start Live as we know it. Sometimes one person is more entertaining to listen to than the other, and Tim generally doesn't give me enough material to work with. This would only force boring commentary that should have been cut. Trust me. There was a lot to be cut. This podcast would go from being an enjoyable podcast to being a joystick podcast. Besides, it's the last place for me to discuss my opinion on subjects, since Tim and his liberal media control the news on our website.
Well, first of all, Ray, you have as much control over the content on our website as I do. You have access to throw up articles, reviews. In fact, almost every review on that site is from you. So I believe it's untrue for you to say that the website is completely controlled by the liberal media. And by scaring gamers out there to say such things is just despicable. Furthermore, I do not believe that anything I've ever said on this podcast could be categorized as boring or dull or uninteresting.
That is absolutely untrue.
Yawn-tastic.
Absolutely untrue.
So I believe you should just allow... don't edit the podcast at all. And allow the gamers to tell us what they think of it.
This idea that I have full control of the website is unbelievable. Every time I write a review, I cannot update the website, as Tim uses his secret WordPress code to keep me from updating when I choose to.
What?
This means that this means that everything that I write and want to put on the site first has to go through the funnel of Tim Harding, who sometimes edits what I have to say before it gets out to the public.
If he's not intelligent enough to go in there, log in, and post a comment in WordPress, and many of you out there have used WordPress and know how easy this is, well, what can I do except lend a helping hand to my friend and take that content and put it on there for him?
The fact is that I cannot use the computer because of my war injuries from the past. And to have Tim Harding bring this up now is frankly disrespectful.
Which war was
disrespectful?
This is the console war of what of the 65?
No, this was the Great War from the Transformers.
Oh yes, forgot about that.
So next week, first week we had our speeches. This week we had the debate. Clearly, as you just heard, next week we will run some of our negative campaign commercials. Our next segment is Comic Talk. This week we have the Little Big Zone comic, and it seems to have gone over pretty well, I'd say.
Yeah, for kind of another last minute idea.
Yeah, thanks, Tim.
You mean thanks for coming up with an idea at all? Yeah, you're welcome.
Hey, that's your job.
Like, that's a hard job.
Thanks for doing your job, but really, really late. I know.
Your job is tangible. You can just draw whatever I tell you to draw. My job is is intangible. No, I can't just say...
That's absolutely not true.
If I just try to come up with an idea on the fly, it's like, okay, it's Sonic, smoking, blunt, and...
And I draw it.
I don't know. I don't know what that is. What did I just say? I don't even know. Anyway.
Basically, he gave me this idea pretty much the morning of the day I had to do it, so...
I think it was, like, yeah, late Monday night I sent it to you or something.
But I had gone to bed, so... It was too late anyways.
That's your fault.
We're not in a debate anymore, Tim.
I forgot. I still hate you. Yeah, so you had about it one evening, and you were busy that evening anyway, right?
Right, yeah. Yeah, and so when I got home from work, I basically had to go to dinner. And so when I was done with dinner, then I could make the comics. So I only had a limited few hours to work on it. And it was kind of funny because, I mean, you know, Little Big Planet is all about, like, homemade sort of look and feel of, like, right. User creation. So whenever I did the artwork, it's like the worse I made it look, the better the comic looked, basically. It was very strange for me to go through.
Well, good comic to do then on this week.
Yes.
One panel, crappy... purposely crappy artwork. It's like, gee. we'll do a jelly car comic next week, okay?
Sounds good. Well, for every great... go ahead.
No, it's fine. Go ahead. You always cut me off anyway.
Well, for every great comic, it's my show, comes great comments. And this week's suggestion box was no different. My suggestion box is going to go to Devin, who actually made some political commercials for Tim and me.
Specifically for me.
Right, yeah, sorry. He made it for
one was about you, yeah. One was about me.
Yes, one was an attack ad, a vicious, might I add. Vicious, completely untrue attack ad on me. And the other was showing Tim as the messiah.
He had real footage. You can't say it was untrue.
But we got a link up here to both of them, so click and have a look. There's some pretty funny stuff in there.
Yeah, they were pretty creative, and I definitely got a few laughs out of them. So,
hopefully our commercials next week will completely stump it, and I feel very confident that they will. So you can look forward to that. And thanks, Devin, for all your hard work. That's very funny. Finally, we have... Whoa.
What?
It just got really dark all of a sudden.
What?
You couldn't tell from the podcast, but it got really, really dark.
It's like a cloud went overhead. What's going on?
It's time for the dreaded Black Doom Award. Tim.
Wait, what?
It's time for the dreaded Black Doom Award.
Well, you cut out there for a second. I just heard it's time.
Oh, really?
That's it.
It's like, time.
Yeah, for it's time.
The
what
dreaded
time is it?
Black Doom Award. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created. Swatbots. I mean, Black Doom.
Don't even explain that one, please.
It's actually kind of cool. Well, my Black Doom Award goes to Blizzard. And this is what you originally thought I was going to talk about last week, but we're
when you said BioWare, and I, yeah.
The fact was I wasn't even aware of this last week, but I mean BioWare easily took it at the time. My Black Doom Award goes to Blizzard because of StarCraft II. StarCraft II is coming out soon, and we've recently heard that it is going to be made into a trilogy. And that the first game released will only be the Terran campaign. And I believe you can still play multiplayer with the other races, but as far as the campaign goes, you can only play as Terran. And then it may be an entire year between the other two releases. So pretty weird,
yeah,
because I've always seen... Like, on one hand, I like it because they'll give more time to each of the stories and make them much longer with maybe more cutscenes and, you know, much more development. But on the other hand, the campaigns were always a place for me to learn how to play as a race effectively. I could better use those abilities when I actually play against other people. So that's pretty strange to me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know all the details of, you know, when all the games are supposed to be released or whatever, but on the one hand, it's cool that they want to put that much into the campaign. Like, I think they said 26 to 30 missions per campaign, which is a lot. I mean, that's pretty huge, but at the same time, I don't know. I don't know if a trilogy is the right thing. I mean, are they all going to be like $50 games, or are they going to be like add-ons after the first one? I'd be curious to see how that goes down. Because I feel like it would be even more compelling to start all of their stories in the first, you know, first game, like have 10 campaigns for each one, and then have, you know, add-ons for the second and third. That way you still get to play as each.
Yeah, if they wanted to go for a trilogy, that would be more respectable to me. But I still wouldn't be a fan of it.
I mean, yeah, obviously they want to cram a lot of content in there, but they also want to make, you know, swimming pools worth of cash. So, like they do with World of Warcraft, they have add-ons every once in a while, which, you know, I guess makes sense, but yeah, we'll see how it goes. So my Black Doom award, are you ready for that?
Yes.
My Black Doom award is going to go to Sony and Little Big Planet.
Ooh.
Yeah, you know, it was revealed, what was it, yesterday or the day before, that Little Big Planet was receiving a delay, a 6-day delay.
For Europe?
And for everywhere.
Really?
It was supposed to be just for Europe at first. I guess that was the rumor, and then it was like, no, actually, it's a worldwide, a planet-wide delay. And the reason is, there was a song in the background music that had lyrics that quote a couple lines from the Quran. And I was like, oh, I guess they must be derogatory comments or something, like they say the Quran sucks or something like that, I don't know. But they had a patch for it ready to go day one that would kill the song. You could never play the song in the game. But Sony said, well, not everybody has an internet connection, so only those with an internet connection would get the patch, so that's not good enough. So instead, we're going to pull the discs and destroy all however many millions we've made.
Gosh.
And print new ones. So first of all, how much money, and if you care about the environment, how much waste on those discs are there, you know? Reprinting the discs, delaying the game by 6 days, and then getting them out. And I'm not even convinced they're going to get them all out on time. Like, all the pre-orders and everything.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of discs planet-wide to reprint in that kind of time frame and then ship out everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's supposed to be out on Monday, but I wouldn't be surprised if there was like a shortage. So then I found out that the song in question is from some Grammy Award winning artist. I don't know the guy, but he's actually a Muslim. Like a devoted Muslim, and he had a couple lines in there about the Quran, which obviously he loves, right? He believes in. So my question is, what is the controversy? Like, that's like having a Christian song in there that says, I love God. Oh dear. The Christians are going to be so upset that there's a song in there that talks about loving God. Like, really?
Jeez. Or
would Muslims really be upset by another Muslim saying that the Quran is awesome? So, I mean, it's a little too touchy for me to do that. Like, so are they going to start filtering all the sack boys that people make? Like, wait, that one had a mustache that looked like Hitler's mustache or something, you know? I mean, how much censorship are they going for here?
Well, that will do it for this edition of 2P Starts Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic and every Monday for a brand new podcast. Just like the one you heard here, except better. With that, he's Tim.
And he is Ray.
And we will see you next week.
Bye-bye. Well, I think that does it.
Oh my gosh. I hope that's worth it.
I hope so. You're going to have to do a lot of editing.
Oh my gosh.
A lot of editing. You may have to take out whole questions.
I probably will.